Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT, and joining us now, author Andrea Wilson Woods, who has written a book called Better Off Bald, A Life in 147 Days. Andrea, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
So you're from here, but you moved to Los Angeles and came back recently. How long have you been back?
I've been back almost 5 years.
Okay. L.A., but that was incredibly nuts, wasn't it?
It was. I actually went to school there. I got my bachelor's and master's from the University of Southern California.
Yeah, some fun times, but also a bit of a culture shock for you to come back and into the real world.
Well, I kind of knew what to expect, but actually Birmingham has really grown up.
Yeah, you went to fine art school here, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, okay. So this book, very interesting. This is the story of your sister, right?
Correct.
Who lost her life to cancer when she was 15 years old.
Yes.
How long ago was that?
Actually, it's 18 years ago today.
Today?
Today.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry for your loss. And,
thank you.
And as you went through this journey with her, you ended up getting custody of her. What was going on there?
I got custody of my sister when she was 8 and I was 22 years old. Our mother was a drug addict and shipped her off to live with me. And then eventually I sued for legal custody and won.
Well, you did a good job, apparently, until cancer got her, and cancer sucks.
I agree.
And yes. But I want to talk about what your journey was like in that time frame. Your sister went through some depression and suicidal thoughts prior to being diagnosed with cancer, right?
Correct.
What was going on with her life? Was it mom that brought all that on? And...
yeah, I think it was a combination of our mother. My sister actually had a different father, and he died before she was born in a fatal car accident. And so she didn't really know her father. And also, she was in middle school at the time. She was 12. And I actually taught middle school at one point, and I think it's a very difficult time in kids' lives, especially for girls.
Absolutely.
And she was having trouble trying to fit in with everyone else.
She went to school here in Birmingham?
No, this was in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. But she was born here, right?
She was born here and lived here for the first 6-8 years of her life.
Yeah. Once you got custody of her, how old was she then?
She was 8.
8. Okay. And then she was diagnosed with the cancer. I would imagine on top of everything else, as far as depression and suicidal thoughts were going on, that didn't help matters. Did it get worse?
No, actually, it didn't. So she was diagnosed 1 month after her 15th birthday. She had 3 weeks of her first year of high school left. Mm-hmm. And she really found herself in high school. She really just embraced who she was, became her own person. And when cancer happened, you know, she made this bucket list. And I didn't want to acknowledge it at the time, but that's what she did. She made a bucket list. All these things she wanted to do, she was able to do most of them. And she just really embraced the life that she had left.
Yeah. Why did you write the book?
I wrote the book because I want people to know my sister. She was an incredible kid. I like to say she was the best kid ever. Mm-hmm. But also to really understand liver cancer. One of the very few things Adrienne did not get to do is she wanted to go on the Montel Williams show. It was very popular at the time.
Right.
And by the time the producer called, she was just too sick to travel. We were in LA. The show was filmed in New York. And she wanted people to understand liver cancer and its causes because there are so many misconceptions. So I want people to know my sister's story, but also to understand liver cancer, which is on the rise in this country and the second most common cause of cancer deaths worldwide.
Wow. It's interesting. I just talked to somebody the other day about caregivers and what they go through and how it changes people's lives. And I would imagine when this came into your lap, it changed your life too. I mean, did it affect your career or relationships, or did she become priority number one?
Well, she was always priority number one, but after she died, at the time when I was raising her, I was teaching, but I was also pursuing an acting career. And after she died, that didn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
And about a year and a half after she was gone, I started a nonprofit dedicated to fighting primary liver cancer.
Wow. God changes our lives sometimes when you don't even see it coming.
Yes.
Well, I love what I've read of the book so far. It's called, once again, Better Off Bald, A Life in 147 Days. Andrea Wilson Woods, local author living here in Birmingham. Welcome back home, first of all.
Thank you.
And thanks for being with me this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much, JT.